Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'd say one of the best. NSYNC. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:10. Partly sunny. Temps in the 40s. That song makes me think of Christmas. Yeah. Do you guys have your Christmas trees up yet?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I was just, like, some people really wait to the last minute. I feel like first week in December is usually when most of the trees go up.
Yeah, it's probably the best time to get them, too.
I had a little issue with my tree last night.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I was looking at the tree. We have it all fully decorated. The lights are on. It looks great.
Okay, but wait, because you told us you have, like, three trees. A bedroom tree, a sitting room tree,
right.
And, like, a kitchen tree or something. Which tree are we talking about?
We're talking about the real tree that we have. We only have one real tree.
Okay.
Everything else is, you know, the fake ones.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the tree, and I notice, like, towards the top, I'm like, there's something looks weird up there. So I go and look, and it's like a small spider web. So I'm like, oh. I'm like, where did a spider come from? And I start looking into the tree.
No!
I see a few little spiders running around in the tree. I do a little more digging. I see a few more.
Ew.
Yeah, I think our tree is infested with spiders.
And that is not out of the ordinary. My brother's tree last year, they cut it down, brought it in the house, put it up, and about 2 days later, they saw baby squirrels running around.
What?
There was a nest of baby squirrels in my brother's tree.
That's crazy.
Do they shake your tree at the farm when you buy your tree?
You grab they do it a couple times, just knock out like the loose, needles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we had end up taking off all the ornaments, all the lights. I like stuck it outside. I'm like, maybe I could freeze them out,
is it still outside?
Yeah, the tree's stuck in the snow right now.
I
don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Can you fumigate, a Christmas tree?
I think you could spray it. You know what you need to? I'll give you an all-natural spray. Apple cider vinegar, dish soap, and a little water in a spray bottle. Spray the tree down. You'll be okay.
Or just burn it and call it a day.
Can I return a Christmas tree?
No,
can
I
bring it back?
I
want the non-spider tree.
I don't think so. Did you get any photos of it?
No,
you took it down.
I got photos of it before with it's beautiful and everything like that. But it's just, no spiders.
Can we all post our trees?
Sure.
And we'll do the pre-spider tree.
I didn't have time. I wasn't really thinking about taking photos while my Christmas tree was infested.
All right, well, what we're going to do is if you would like to see our trees, and I apologize because mine's a Charlie Brown tree, we're going to post our trees, and I want you to post pictures of your trees, too. Check them out on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:24, partly sunny. Temperatures in the low 40s. Time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so I have a list of the worst holiday gifts of all time.
Okay.
They actually surveyed 2,000 people, and they came up with the top five. Courtney, I believe you have two out of the top five.
Stop! Are you serious? Do I think it's the worst or do I think it's okay?
I don't know. I don't know how you feel about these. Number five, one of the worst holiday gifts you can receive, a didgeridoo.
I loved it. What are you talking about?
One of those sound?
Yeah. Long, like, sticks.
I have a good friend. We used to call him Sushi Rob. Remember? He went to Australia and he brought me home a didgeridoo. I still have it in my house to this day on display.
Yeah, I know.
I think I can't play it.
Yeah.
A didgeridoo. I don't even know what it's like, a musical instrument.
Yeah. So some of the other worst holiday gifts of all time. Number four, an enormous rubber ducky. These are gifts that people have actually gotten.
Okay.
Really?
Wait. If you've got a hot tub in your garage like I do, I would love a huge rubber ducky.
Okay.
What is wrong with that gift?
That's good to know.
Not for a Christmas gift.
Some of the worst holiday gifts of all time. Number three, I think this one is like a gag gift. A big lump of coal.
Yeah.
These are actually given out as gifts.
But, I think coal or charcoal has some really good health benefits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Some other holiday gifts that aren't so good.
Okay.
Number two on the list, paperclip necklace. So more than one person in the survey actually received a paperclip necklace.
But here's the sad thing. They probably got it from their kids.
Yeah.
They probably got it from their kids.
Like, this is the worst gift ever.
And the number one worst gift of all time.
What?
And I've gotten one. Courtney's gotten one. Gavin, I don't think Gavin's ever gotten one. No.
No.
No, you're not really a flask kind of guy.
I love flasks.
That's the worst gift?
Really?
How is that the worst gift? They're everywhere.
That's cool.
Mine is bedazzled. No.
Yeah, I know. But when you're buying someone a flask.
I know.
You're really saying, hey, I know you like to drink.
Whatever.
And drink I know, on the go, too.
I know you're on the go all the time, so here's something. Put your alcohol in and have
right
a good
here.
Time.
Just put it right here. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Walmart, Jeff. Speaking of the holidays, we've got a trip for two, New Year's Eve, Vegas, with two tickets to see Maroon 5. It is our Secret Santa and your chance to win. Coming up at 7:40.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for your Hollywood Report, 6:40.
Oh. Let's hear it.
Remember when Justin Timberlake was spotted holding his co-star's hand at a bar in like New Orleans and then rubbing her leg? And I saw the photos. I'm like, he's cheating.
It was all under the table stuff.
Justin Timberlake just took to Instagram last night to address pictures that leaked of him and his Palmer co-star, Alicia Wainwright. They were holding hands at a bar, yes, all under the table, like Walmart Jeff said last month. He says, for my family, I feel it's important to address recent rumors that are hurting the people I love. He says, a few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment. He says, let me be clear. Nothing happened between me and my co-star. He says, I drank way too much that night. I regret my behavior. This is not the example that I want to set for my son. I apologize to my wife and to my family. What do you mean nothing happened?
They definitely
I would consider that, God. Yes. And what? So I'm just going to rub Gavin's leg. Yep. I'm going to go to a bar, get all wasted. I'm going to hold his hand and rub his leg, and that's nothing happened.
Something happened.
That is something, if you ask me. And I think something even more happened. I'm so disappointed in Justin Timberlake, and I'm so disappointed in 2019 when you can cheat on your beautiful wife and just say, I'm sorry, and get forgiven.
You're not
in my house.
You're the only one that's disappointed, by the way. I read the comments on that post, and everyone was like, oh, it was just a mistake. Things happen. We love you, Justin. I was like, what am I
so
reading
bad.
Here?
So bad.
You know what I need? I need Jessica Biel to call me.
Okay.
Just call me. We'll talk it out. If you want to hear, see his apology, it is on my blog. Speaking of apologies, Jason Momoa apologizing to Chris Pratt. It all started when Jason commented on one of Chris's Amazon-sponsored Instagram photos. He's actually working out in a gym and he's holding a plastic water bottle. Mm-hmm. Jason wrote, bro, I love you. No single-use plastic bottles. Come on now. And then, of course, everybody just came down on Chris Pratt about having a plastic water bottle. Jason apologized, saying he's sorry that his comment caused such controversy, but he's just passionate about the planet. And then Chris responded, no apology needed. You were right. My bad.
All right.
Wow. Which is kind of cool. So they kissed and made up. That apology is also on our blog. And Emma Stone is engaged. She and her longtime boyfriend, Dave, he's a writer for Saturday Night Live, revealed the happy news on Instagram, posting a photo of them together with her and her nice, beautiful, huge diamond ring.
Yeah, I'm guessing she paid for that, by the way.
You don't think those SNL writers make a lot of money?
They don't make a lot of money.
Really?
No, they don't. I know for sure they don't.
And that's an expensive ring. So maybe she bought her own ring. But you can check it out right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
All the hits, Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is time for second date update. We're going to Tallinn this morning.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sarah is on the line. And I believe our producer said that Sarah met the guy she went on a date with the night before Thanksgiving, which is the biggest going out night of the year.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Big drinking night.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Well, I'm glad that you're on Second Date Update. I hope we can help you out. Our producer says you went on a date with a guy named Gary that you met. You met him the night before Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I was out at a bar with some of my friends, and he and I hit it off, and we went to dinner a couple days later, and It was incredible. Like, we had so much in common. I'm, like, very, very attracted to him. And I felt like the conversation flowed. And then I messaged him the next day to thank him for taking me out and, like, see if we could meet up again. And I haven't heard from him yet.
Okay, so, because I was going to say, it hasn't been a lot of time between your date and now. But the fact that you sent him a message with no response That concerns me, right? Because even though it's only been a few days, wouldn't you respond, Gavin?
Absolutely, especially if there was a connection there. I mean, he would want to see you, I think, you know? So why wouldn't he respond?
Because he probably has, like, a girlfriend or something like that elsewhere. Well, no, I'm just saying you're back in town. You know, you go out to a bar, you meet a girl, you may or may not have sex with her, and then you just kind of ghost her, you know?
No. Sarah, don't listen to him.
That's not how it should work.
And you know what? That's where we come in. So maybe he does have a girlfriend. I don't know, but we're going to find out. So what we'll do, Sarah, is I'm going to call up Gary, the guy you went on the date with, and just ask him to be honest. I mean, I don't want to pressure him, too. It's only been a few days, but it is interesting that he didn't even send you an emoji. You got no response, right?
No, ghosted. No response.
All right. So we're going to call him up and ask him about the date. You're going to be listening in at any point you want to talk to Gary. You can jump right in on the conversation, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
Eager.
Well, it is the holidays. Time to wifey and hubby up, right?
Good time.
Huddle up.
Right. Cuffing season.
Cuffing season. Want to be cuffed to somebody. Okay.
Hello?
Gary, is this Gary?
Yes, hey, it is. Hi.
Hey, Gary, it's Courtney.
And Walmart Jeff.
Hey, Gary, it's Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. I have to tell you, you are on the air, Gary.
Whoa, okay.
Hey.
Hello, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Wow, not much. Just
Gary,
having some coffee.
Yeah, enjoy your coffee. Listen, we have something on the show. It's a feature called Second Date Update. If somebody goes on a first date and they have a really good time, but then they get ghosted, we try to find out why, like, what's the reasoning? So that's why you're on the air this morning, Gary.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here's the deal. You went on a date. I'll refresh your memory in case you date a lot or whatever. You went on a date with a girl named Sarah. You guys met the day before Thanksgiving, and I believe a couple days later went out to dinner. She's not heard from you. And I know it's only been a handful of days. But Sarah told us that she sent you a text message thanking you for the date. She never heard back. Is there a reason there's not a second date or you didn't respond, Gary?
So actually, yeah, the date did go really, really good. Sarah was awesome. Yeah. I was really attracted to her.
You were because listen, Gary, she told us the date was awesome. Great communication, lot in common, and she's attracted to you too.
Okay. It was awesome. Okay. I'm going to be honest. My logic is that I feel it's just way too much pressure to start seeing someone right before the holidays. There's holiday parties, there's gifts. In my mind, I just wanted to lay low for a little bit, reach back out to her after the holidays. I think it's just bad timing.
Okay.
Too much pressure.
Oh, Gary?
Oh, she's there. Go ahead, Sarah. Gary, Sarah's also on the line. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi. I totally feel your pain on that. I don't want to put any stress on you. We don't have to go to any holiday parties. I just would like to maybe grab a drink and see how this goes.
Yeah. No, you're awesome. You're amazing. I had a great time. I'm sorry that you felt I was ghosting you. I just wanted to wait. I don't want any pressure, you know, but
okay.
I'm happy to definitely go on a second date with you.
So here's the thing. First of all, I'm going to pick up the tab for the second date. We always do when we make a connection. You guys go wherever you want. But you guys are in agreement, right? No gifts, no cards. You'll, you know, not have any holiday stress. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's good. 100%.
Perfect. Done.
That's easy.
Yeah. Done.
There we go.
I love this. Gary, you do make a point because I did start dating somebody around the holidays once, and it can be a little added extra stress that you don't need.
A little stress, a little awkward, right? It's just kind of wonky timing, yeah.
Well, guess what? You guys are going to have a ball. We're sending you on a second date. I am picking up the tab, and I'm so glad you called us, Sarah.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.